Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. He is the only true and living God. He's our Father. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He loves you so much. And he has plans for your life, plans you don't even know of. He said, I know the thoughts. I know the plans I have for you. They are great plans to give you a greater future and a greater hope. He's an amazing king. Ooh, yes, he's the King of Kings. He's the king that made the king. He's the king that created you. He's the king that created your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your future generations. That's the king. That's the one. That's the creator. Yeah, he's the great creator. You know he created the sun, the moon, the stars. Yep, the sky, the ocean, the land. He thought of everything in his plan. He has a great plan for all of our lives. We're so grateful that we could call on the Most High God every day. You know, today is Wednesday, May the 3rd, 2023, and we don't have to stop calling on his name because it's Wednesday. We could call on his name Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and keep going 24 hours a day. He did not restrict us. We could call on his name morning, noon, and night. He loves us so much, and he wants to spend time with us. You know how he spent time with Adam and Eve every day. He'd go in the garden looking for them. Where are you, Adam? He would look for him. So is God looking for you? Is he waiting for you? Go to the secret place because he's there waiting for you. He has your name written in his book. He knows your name. He even knows your voice. He knows how many times you come, how many times you call on him. He's a helper in time of need. He's the great and mighty I am. He's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Almighty Father, the shepherd that we need. We need him not just in time of trouble. We need him for our very breath. Yeah, we can't breathe without him. I know you think you're just breathing air, oxygen on your own, but you are not. You know, there are people in the hospital just getting that oxygen over them, oxygen tent, oxygen mask. But if God removed the oxygen from their body, they're not going to have it. Even they can have the mask on, it won't help. But he's the one who breathes the breath of life in our bodies every day. He's an amazing God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. You know he knows your name. Oh, yes, he does. Yep, he knows your name. He even knows your address. You know why? Because he lives where you live. He's always with you. Don't you know he promised never leave you, never forsake you? Of course he is there with you. Of course he's waiting for you. Of course he is. He knows everything concerning you. He has great plans for you. And you know those plans that you've been waiting for, you know, 30, 40 years, they're coming. They're coming. They're right at the door. Because he's not a man. He does not lie. Whatever he promised you, it shall come to pass. Don't you worry. Don't worry about a thing. Worry doesn't help. But guess what? Bending the knee and praying, that helps. Bending the knee, folding the hands together. You know, bringing them together. You know how children do when they get ready to pray for over their meal? They put their hands together and they thank God. He said, even when you're old and gray, do not forsake me. Remember me, you know, because I remember you even in your old age. I will remember you, and I will still do great and mighty things in your life. He said, I promised you so many things, and they shall come to pass. Everything I promised you will happen on this side of the earth, not when you get your glory suit, not when you change. When you move over, transition, no, in this life, everything he promised you shall come to pass. Don't you worry about a thing. God got you covered. Yeah, he knows your name. He knows everything concerning you. He has you in the palm of his almighty hand. I don't care what the news say. They say a hurricane coming, a tornado coming. Don't you worry. God got you covered. He got shelter for you. He is, you know, the shelter in the time of storm. Don't you worry. He's got you covered. He's even ordering our steps every day. Every day he order your steps. He said the steps of a good person, I order your steps. I know you think, you know, you doing this. No, I'm here for you. I'm ordering your steps. So he's ordering our steps. Don't you forget. Make it without the word. You need the word in you to heal you, to cleanse you, to move you to the next level. Nobody can make it without the word of God. They think they can. You know, don't let it get dust up on the shelf. Pick it up and read it. Even if you don't know what to read, just open it and read it. Even if it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Even if it says in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Even if it says that, you know, I'm thirsty like a deer. Psalm 42, that runs after the water brook when it's thirsty. Whatever it says, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, read. Don't let the devil trip you up and say, well, I don't know what to read. Let me close it. He said, yeah, the love of life is on as the world turns is on. And then he wastes your time. And then you're 95 and you go like, oh, God, I still didn't read the word. Don't let the devil trick you. You know, he bamboozled Adam and Eve out of their own home. Don't let him trick you. Mm-mm. Don't you know the devil have tricks? he come with these tricks on purpose because he wants to trick you. He don't want you to live a life, a godly life, a holy filled life. No, he wants to trick you every day. So don't let him do it. Read the word. Study the word. So when he come, you say, it is written, Satan. Isn't that what Jesus did? Jesus fasted how many days and how many nights? 40. 40. Yeah, 40. Mm-mm. Not four, 40. And then, you know, the devil comes. As soon as you do all these great things for the Lord, then the devil comes. But you got to know the word to give it to him like Jesus said. Jesus said it is written. You know, he tried to tempt him. He said, I know you hungry, Jesus. You ain't had no bread, no water, no nothing in 40 days. I know you hungry. So he said, turn these stones into bread and eat. Eat all you want. Don't let the devil trick you. So good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. God is ordering our steps. Oh, my God. Yeah. I know you think you're doing it on your own, but that's not true. God said he ordered the steps of a good person. And you know what? Our scripture today is found in John 10:10. The thief cometh not for, but. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But this is what Jesus said. Listen to what he said. What he said is what's more important. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly. How much abundantly? There's no measuring. Abundant. You can't even measure abundance. Mm-mm. It just keeps flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. So I thank God. You know, it's time to praise the Lord. It's time to give him glory. It's time to honor him. You know God. You know your Holy Father. Don't neglect him. He's definitely not going to neglect you. Don't neglect the Father. Mm-mm. You got to spend time in his presence. You say, well, I spent time yesterday. Well, it's a new day now. You said, oh, yeah. Okay, Father, I'm coming. Don't give him excuses. He already know our mindset. He knows our thoughts afar off. Even before you think it, he already knows. So what you waiting on? What you waiting on? Don't let the devil trick you out of your time with the Lord. Your stomach says, oh, Lord, I got to go eat now. I know, you know, I'm supposed to be studying the word, reading the word, praising God. But I got to eat first. And then after you eat, you know, you got all these 15 people calling you, you know, spending time on the phone with them, whatever it is you're doing, you know. Then they say, well, you know, the news is coming on. You know, I always look at the news every day. You know, I got to do that first. Don't let him trick you out of your time. He tried to trick you out of your time with God. Don't let him do it. So right now we're going to praise. We have Sister Mary Nichols on with us from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We're going to ask her to sing a song of praise this afternoon. It's a wonderful day in Florida. I mean, the sun is shining bright. It's shining bright. I need some vitamin D. I'm going to have to get out and get some vitamin D in the sun. You know, vitamin D is very helpful. Look it up. See the benefits of vitamin D, the sun. God did everything on purpose. He didn't just do it because he didn't have nothing else to do. He said, well, let me see. I think I'm going to get the sun. He has a great purpose and a plan for everything. As Sister Mary Nichols, she knows. Good afternoon, Sister Mary. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm going to sing one of the songs by the fellow who wrote Order My Steps, and this is Psalm 121.
Okay. Amen. Wonderful song. Well, we're going to keep it moving. We have Sister Mary Coleman from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to sing a song of praise as well. Good afternoon, Sister Mary Coleman. How are you?
I'm truly blessed.
Amen.
I'm going to sing He Deserves It.
Amen.
All of my hallelujahs belong to you. All of my hallelujahs belong to you. All of my hallelujahs belong to you. All my hallelujahs belong to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs, Lord, to you. All the glory, all the honor, all the praises. All the glory, all the honor, all the praises. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All my hallelujahs belong to you. All of my hallelujahs, Lord, belong to you. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yep, he deserves all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It all belongs to him. So we got to take time and give it to him. We can't do it with our mouths closed. We just got to say, all the glory belongs to you, Lord Jesus. We got to just start praising him, honoring him, blessing him. And you know what? We got to lift up our eyes into the hills. That's where our help comes from. So we're thanking the Lord. Hallelujah. Hold on, please. Hold on.
Hallelujah. We got to keep praising God, keep honoring him. Keep blessing him. So we're thanking him today for what he's doing in our lives. I'm going to ask Sister Marion Williams if she'll say a prayer for senior citizens and their families today. Good afternoon, Sister Marion. How are you?
I'm fine. Heavenly Father, I come to you today right now, Lord God. I bring the senior citizens before you right now, Lord God. I pray and ask a special anointing over all of our seniors right now, Lord God, those in the hospital, those in a nursing home, and those that are at home. Lord, we know that we are forgotten when we get to be a certain age. They forget about us. They don't look after us. They don't take care of us. But I'm praying right now, Lord God, that you don't forget about us. You don't forget about us as seniors. Do not forget about us, oh Lord. And I'm praying right now, Lord God, in the name of your son, Jesus, that whatever ailments we have right now, Lord God, I'm praying and ask that you just cover us with the blood of Jesus. Cover us right now with the blood of Jesus and let no weapons form against us prosper right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm praying right now, Lord God, that you cast us not off in the time of old age. Forsake us not when our strength fail us, Lord God. Continue to bless us. Continue to look after us, Lord God. And don't let us be forgotten because we are senior citizens right now, Lord God. Strengthen us on every side right now, Lord God. Look after us right now, Lord God. Don't let people take advantage of us, Lord God. Don't let people forget about us, Lord God. Just continue to strengthen us where we weak right now, Lord God. And build us up where we torn down right now, Lord God. And help the young people to look to us for guidance right now, Lord God. Spiritual guidance. Physical, mental guidance right now, Lord God. Let them look to us for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Instead of casting us to the side, let them grasp the knowledge that we have as senior citizens right now, Lord God. Lord, I just magnify your name. I just bless your holy name. And I just pray that you continue to strengthen all of us seniors that are on this prayer line today. Those that weren't able to get on, Lord God. Strengthen us where we weak. Build us up where we're torn down, Lord God. Cover us with your blood right now, Lord God, and heal our bodies right now in the name of your son, Jesus. I praise you, and I thank you right now, Lord God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Awesome. Thank you, Sister Mary. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. We need prayer, and God has not forgotten us. He won't forsake us. He won't leave us. He's not a man that he should lie. His word is yea and amen, and he promised to never leave us, never forsake us, and he does. So we thank God for you all today. You know what time it is? It's scripture time. Yep. So get your Bibles ready, and we're going to do a little bit of review today. We haven't done review in quite a while, so we're going to do a little bit of review. We're going to see how much you remember, sharpening us up again. So I want to ask the first question. How many books are there in the whole Bible? State your name and the answer. How many books in the whole Bible?
50, Marion, 66.
All right, Shirley Hooks and Sister Marion, thank you so much. 66, that is correct. All right, so how many parts is the Bible divided into? How many parts is the Bible divided into? State your name and the answer.
Mary Nichols, two.
Excellent. Good job. Amen. Two parts. And what are those two parts, Sister Mary? Say them loud. We can hardly hear you.
Oh, okay. The Old Testament and the New Testament.
Excellent. Good job. All right. You got to turn your phone up a little bit, Sister Mary. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe the sound is a little low, but I turn mine up too. All right. What are the books of the law? Who could tell us? State your name and name the books of the law.
Sister Marion.
Okay.
Sister Marion.
Okay.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Excellent. Wow. You guys are sharp today. Good job. All right. Next question. How many books in the Old Testament? State your name and the answer. How many books in the Old Testament?
Sister Marion, it's 39 books.
Excellent. Very good. How many books in the New Testament? State your name.
Sister Marion. 27.
Wow, she getting an A on her report card today. Good job. Okay, so how many Gospels are there? How many Gospels are in the Bible?
There are four Gospels, Shirley Hooks.
All right, good job. Excellent, Sister Shirley. Okay, so there are four Gospels. What are the Gospels? Name them. State your name
I
and name
them. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
All right, thank you, Shirley. You're right on it today, girl. Good job. Okay. What apostle wrote most of the books in the Old Testament? I mean, sorry, New Testament, in the New Testament. What apostle wrote most of the books in the New Testament?
Mary Coleman. Paul?
Yes, ma'am. Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm telling you.
Okay, good. You sound like a question. Gotta check y'all. Y'all be young. Okay. Paul. Okay. All right. So now you're going to need your Bible. Y'all did super. Oh, everybody got an A today. 100 on your report card for Wednesday midweek Bible study. Y'all sharp. Woo! All righty. So now we're going to be talking about plenty. God promised us plenty. So the scripture, I'm going to read the scripture. You locate it and tell me where it's found. And your threshing hole shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach into the sowing time, and ye shall eat bread to the full and dwell in your land faithfully. Where is that found? What scripture? Book and chapter verse. Where is it found? And your threshing hole shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. Where is that found? Boy, bread to the full, that's your cup is running over. Your refrigerator, your cup is running over. Hallelujah. Anybody find it? State your name. If you're talking to me, I can't understand you. You're mumbling.
I was trying to unmute. Was I already
unmuted? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, in looking for the unmute button, I knocked off the scripture. It was in Leviticus.
You guys got to get your Bible, that hand Bible. You know that one you can pick up? That one. I know it ain't. You know, we in this modern generation. And them things, you know, when I'm speaking, trust me, I don't be using that because it'd be slipped away. I'll be saying, Lord, Jesus, help me. So I got you. Whatever means it's okay. All right, go ahead.
This is Mary.
Okay.
Leviticus 26, verse 5. Your threshing will continue until grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until planting, and you will eat all the food you want and live in safety in your bank. And
that's
the New International Version. Okay.
Thank you. That was good. I know we got to look them up on the computer, or however you look them up. So that's good. That's good. All right. Next scripture. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for the good as he rejoiced over your fathers. Where is that found? And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Where is that found?
Hooks, Deuteronomy 30, chapter 20, verse.
Okay, read it.
My phone keep going in and out.
Okay.
And the Lord thy God, I got it. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thy hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle. Then my phone go again, and on and on.
No, we can hear it.
My phone
it's not
going
out okay.
And in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good as he rejoiced over thy fathers.
Amen. Awesome. Y'all did so good today. Oh, my God. Everybody's got 100 over here. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So that's all for the scripture search today. You all did a marvelous job. And our sister that we've been waiting for is with us, Sister Lanny. She's about ready to get on her piano and play the wonderful song the Lord has put in her spirit today. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are
you? Good afternoon. I'm doing fine. Praise God. It's been a busy, busy morning. Amen.
Amen.
Be still and know I am your God. Be still and know I am your God. Be still and know I am your God, your God. I'm in control. I'm in control. You can be still and know I am your God. Be still and know I am your God. Be still and know I am your God, your God. My child, I'm in control. I'm in control. I will exalt every man, mountains and hills may go. The crooked shall be made straight, rough places plain. I will exalt everybody. Mountains and hills may go. The crooked shall be made straight, rough places plain. You can, oh God, be still and know I am your God. Rest assured, I'm in control. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Because I'm in control. When you go through the flood, I will be there. When you go through the fire, I will be there, because I'm in control. You can trust me, child. I'm in
control.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful. Hallelujah. Amen. Yep. Be still and
glory
know
God.
That he is. Sometimes we just got to be still. We'd be worried trying to go here, do this, do the other, but he's still in control. He said, be still. In other words, pay attention. I'm here. Be still. Just wait on me. Don't worry. I got you. Know that I'm in control. It's not you, and it's definitely not the devil. He's not in control. He tried to make you think he is, but he is not. I'm in control, says the Lord. So we thank God. Thank you so much, Sister Lanny. We're glad you joined us. Now I need some scripture readers. Who can do some scripture reading for me today? I got Isaiah 54:17. Some people know it by heart, but who can read it?
Sister Marion.
Okay, thank you, Sister Marion. All right, the next one is Genesis 3:1-7. Who can read that one? Genesis 3:1-7.
Mary Coleman.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's see. The next one is Genesis 4:4-9. Who can read that one?
I'll read it. Genesis 4:4-9, Sister Lady.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right. Anybody need me to repeat your scriptures?
Mary Coleman, right. you said Genesis 3:1-7.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mhm. Sister Mary, you got yours? You need me to read it again?
Isaiah 54:17.
Good. All right, I'll let y'all know when to read. I'll call them. So our message title today is, It's a Setup. You heard that before? It's a setup. It's a big setup. So I want to ask you a question. And this is the question you've heard many times. But do we take heed to the question? Anytime we listen, but we don't always take heed. How many of us actually do something about, you know, what we hear, the word of God? How many of us actually sit down and count the cost? I'm not talking about financial cost, because this setup can be overlooked. If you knew you were being set up by the enemy to give you what looks like a blessing, you would not receive it. You would reject it. You would probably say over and over, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Sister Marion, would you read that scripture?
Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? Eve didn't know she was being set up. I told you the message. It's a setup. When we're being set up, we don't know. We can't. You know, we can't grab the bait. You know, we can't be set up. We got to pay attention. Eve didn't know she was being set up to travail for 9 months. She didn't want to, what woman want to travail for 9 months? No. In the 9th month, she was travailing. Oh, my God. Going through all of that pain. She didn't even know she would lose her comfortable home and the free food. She definitely did not know she would lose her intimate daily relationship with Father God, her creator. So, Sister Mary Coleman, you have Genesis 3:1-7. Would you read that?
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons.
Amen. Thank you so much, Genesis 3, 1 through 7. So I told you the message title is the setup. Eve didn't know she was being set up. No. She didn't know she was being tricked. But see, we have an advantage over Eve in a sense. We can read the written word. She didn't have the written word, but she had it better than us, because every day God would come and talk to her and Adam. That's even better. You know. Now, you know what? God comes and talks to us, but we're so distracted we don't pay attention. He's come. He comes every day. He don't miss a day. He said, my daughter, my son, come dwell in the secret place with me. Abide under my shadow. Yeah, I got to tell you something. He want to talk to us, but, you know, we say, oh, Lord, my stomach growls. I'm going to come. Just let me eat breakfast. Let me eat lunch. Oh, Lord, you know what? This is, you know, my best friend calling me. I'm coming, Lord, but, you know, Lord, you know what? I had to go to work today, and I never, you know, I'm sorry. You know, the song says, did you stop to pray this morning? No. I meant to, Lord, and I promise you, when I get home from work, I'm going to pray all the way in my car. I'm going to pray all the way home. And then your phone starts ringing in your car, and you get distracted. You go like, oh, Lord, I broke my promise again. But you know what? God is faithful. He doesn't break his promises. His promises are yay and amen. What if he said, you know, I'm going to meet you in the secret place, and then he don't show up? You'd be, you know, he's not human. He keeps his word. Thank God. You know, we always say your word is your bond. We got to keep our word. When we promise God something, we got to do it. Don't make vain promises. You got to keep the word. When you make the word, when you make a promise, keep it, or don't make the promise.
Amen.
All right? So Eve, she got bamboozled out of her own home, and Adam. You know, the devil twisted God's word around. When God said, I'm a faithful God, I won't ever leave you nor forsake you, you don't have to question it. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's always going to be available for you. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. Let me tell you something. Without a shadow of a doubt, he is going to be there for you. Even when you're not faithful, God is faithful to you. He knows your name. Didn't I tell you a while ago? He knows your address, your fingerprint. He ordered your steps in the address where you live. You just thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to pick this at. No, no, no. If you're a child of God, you're connected to the Father, he ordered your steps in that address. So he knows how to locate you. He knows how to locate you in the natural and in the spirit. So he want to locate you in the natural. Oh, yeah, he know your number, your house number. He know what color your house is. He don't even miss a house because he lived there too. He's a faithful father. So I thank God for the Lord. Every day He's present with us. So he tricked Adam and Eve out of their home. They had free food. And, you know, she didn't want to lose her house. It wasn't, you know, her intent. She wasn't even thinking about it. But, you know, the enemy, he come to trick, rob, kill, and steal. So he does all kind of things because he wants to be God, but he can't. No, there's only one God. Read it in Deuteronomy 5. He said, tell your children, I'm the only God. It's only one God. He can't even compete. He's just a little imp. So just, Sister Lanny, you had Genesis 4 through 9. Would you read that?
Yes, ma'am. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. Verse 5. But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. 6. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? 7. If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. 8. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Verse 9. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? I don't know, he replied. And am I my brother's keeper?
Wow.
Verse 9.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God, that's an awesome word. Now, you know what? We need the mind of Christ because we could do the same thing Cain did to his brother. We could kill somebody. It don't have to be with a knife or gun. We could kill them with our eyes, with our words. Sometimes we murder people with the words we speak about them. So we got to be careful what come out of our mouth. You know, the Bible says warning comes before destruction. God himself warned Cain. He said, wait a minute. All you got to do is do what I asked you to do. Your brother did that. Now you do it. He said, I'm giving you a warning. So warning comes to us too. But are we listening? Are we paying attention? Are we doing what God asks us to do? We got to listen. When God tells us something, we got to listen because especially when the warning comes, he warned him. He said, listen. Then he tried to cover it up. He tried to cover up the murder. But see, all this happened when Adam and Eve sinned. They went against what God gave them the word. They just didn't listen. When God came to tell them, you know, to sit with them, to talk with them, to be with him, they were hiding. Now, you know what? If we in sin, we're going to hide. But you can't. There's something that said nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. We can't hide from God. I don't care where you go. You could be in Ukraine, Russia, Africa, Australia, North America, South America. You can't hide from God. You could go in a cave. In the deepest ocean, you cannot hide from God. No. He said, I'll go with you if you make your bed in hell. You cannot hide from the Father. So warning comes before destruction. He was warning him. He said, listen now. Don't, you know, just go back and do what I asked you to do, Cain, and you'll get it straight. But he didn't do it. He did not do it. So we got to think about what we're doing, you know, every time. What if you were being set up and it looked like a blessing? See, it looked like a blessing to Adam and Eve, but it comes in a disguise to keep you in bondage, to make you think you're going to be healed the next time you take a bait from Satan. But in reality, you're doing the same thing over and over and over. But expecting a different result. You know what that's called. I ain't even say the word. You already know what it's called, right? You pray, you fast, you ask God to heal you, yet You take the bait from Satan. You think you're going to feel better in a few days? Then in a few days, you start feeling something else go wrong. It's like you're in a maze. You get lost. It's like you're in a hamster's wheel. You know, the wheel's just going round and round. You're not getting nowhere. Have you heard of a familiar spirit? A familiar spirit is a counterfeit spirit. You know, it's a counterfeit to the Holy Ghost, to the Holy Spirit. Leviticus talks about familiar spirits. You know, it's a spirit that we feel comfortable with from generation to generation. We feel comfortable with it. We feel very comfortable. You know, you say, look, I've been eating sweet potato pies since I was, you know, in my mama's belly. I've been eating the chocolate candy, you know, them Snickers bars. They're familiar to you, right? You go in the grocery store, before you know it, your nose just leads you over there to all that junk food. And then you say, oh, my God, I'm hungry. You leave the grocery store, and you say, oh, McDonald's is calling me. You know all those familiar places, right? But you know the warning has already come to you. Don't dibble-dabble in that because you know your knee's going to be hurt. You're going to have a stomach ache, and you're going to say, doctor, I don't know why my – yeah, you know why it's hurting because you took the bait from Satan. He already warned you. Don't eat that. Don't drink that. You know, you're drinking 15 cold drinks a week, and you're wondering, well, why can't I walk straight? What's wrong with my vision? What's happening with me? Because you took the bait of Satan. You know, God already warned you. He said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Now, God's going to do his part. You don't have to worry. He's Dr. Jesus. He got the healing for you. But if you... taking the bait from Satan, then you're not going to take your healing from God. No. So he says, eating unhealthy diets because you have been eating them since you were a child, that's not going to work. Going to the grocery store, going to the doctor, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. You know, you say, well, doctor, you know, I got this pain in my hip. And he'll give you something. And then next week, you got it in your left toe. And you say, wow, what's going on with me? I don't know what's happening with me. It's a setup to keep you trapped in the bait of Satan. So you got to be wise as a serpent, humble as a dove. You got to pay attention to the warning sign. You know, warning comes before destruction, right? So if you eating all the junk, you know, the candy, the cookies, the whatever, you know, of course, you know, you say, oh, my blood pressure up. I don't know what's wrong with it. Yeah, you know, you ate the bait. You took the bait. So, you know, you want to have abundant life. Let me tell you what. The thief comes only in order to steal, to kill, to destroy. But this is what Jesus said. Now, listen to what he said. Jesus is the truth, right? I come that you may have and enjoy life and have it more in abundance, to the full, to the overflow. Jesus wants us to have a wonderful life. He don't want us to be suffering in the pain down here. You know, the woman who had an issue of blood. I don't know what happened. I mean, I don't know why she had it, right? But she heard Jesus was coming. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. When we could touch the hem of his garment, open up the word. It's got the garment in the word. You got to read the word, study the word, obey the word, and don't get distracted. When you're reading the word, don't read it on your phone. Shut the phone completely off. Put it in another room and just read the word that God gives you. You know, listen. You know, look at all the healing scriptures. Write them down. So every time, you know, you say, Lord, I know you the painkiller. It's not the Aspirin, the Tylenol. It's not the medication. I tried everything, and it's not working because that's not where the pain is. You know, the medication, the Tylenol, that's going to numb it, but it's still going to be there. So the medication, it doesn't come to heal, but the woman with the issue of blood, she pressed her way. Press your way and open your Bible. Press your way in the presence of God. Press your way in the Spirit, in the Holy in the time of the secret place. Press your way every day. Don't let nothing stop you. Run into his presence like you're thirsty, like you're hungry for the word. Run. Do what
God telling you to do. He's calling you. Do you ever get an unction? I hope we're not so numb, because you could be numb to the unction now. You could have been distracted so much you don't even feel him pulling you. You got to feel it. He pull you? He be pulling you. You just don't feel it. You got numb. Don't be numb. Know when he's pulling you. Know when he's calling you to come aside and talk. You could be talking to Sarah too. And then she said, girl, you said, wait a minute, hold up. I hear God calling me. Girl, you can talk to God anytime. Talk to me a few minutes. Uh-uh. Say, no. My father is the one who provides for me. My father is the one who healed me. My father is the one who keeps breath in my body. I got to go. I'll talk to you later. Clint. You got to listen. You got to know that you know that you know that he is God and he's God alone. He put you here for a reason. Let me tell you, God didn't put you on the earth just for you to go to sleep, wake up, go to work. No, he didn't do that. He didn't put you here to get on a job for 20, 30 years and then sit at home and say, oh, Lord, my knee hurt. Jesus, help me. Oh, Lord, my head hurt. Now it was my knee, but it's now my knee and my head. No, he didn't put you here for that. He said, I am Jehovah Rapha, your healer. And I want you to know I'm here to heal you today. All you got to do is reach out to touch the hem of my almighty garment, the word. There's healing in the word in case you didn't know it. So God is available for us. So I'm going to tell you something. God has abundance for every one of his children. He has an abundant supply. He has an abundance now. We may not always reach for the abundance, but it's available. Yeah. He said in abundant joy. You need more joy? It's in the word. Psalms 36:8. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasantness. Isn't that awesome? I told you it's abundance of joy now. And you know that joy, that deep down joy you need? I ain't talking about temporary happiness. That lasts for a little while. But you know the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy. That kind of joy that God gives. That kind of joy. You're going to find it when you read the word. Okay, we can also have abundant life. We read about it a little while ago. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I come that you might have life. And that you might have it abundantly, in abundance. Even when you're old and gray, don't forget to thank me. I'm the one who give you abundance. I will remember you, even when you're old, even when you're, you know, when you, you know, other people forgotten about you. I will remember you. I'll be there for you. Don't worry about who neglects you. Don't worry about who not there for you. I'm here for you. Spend time in my presence. Let them go. Spend time in my presence. So abundant grace. You need more grace, more favor? He said in 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, not just some, in all things, may abound to every good work. So your work and your labor is not in vain. You need abundant power. Listen to what he said. I'll give it to you. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him, unto you that is able to do, unto him, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we, according to the power that worketh in us. He's got it all, everything we need. Abundant power. What about abundant supplies? You need abundant supplies. He's got them. I know you think they're in certain places, but God got them for you. Philippians 4:19, abundant supply. But my God shall supply all your need through his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And then last but not least, he has abundant entrance. Listen to it. 2 Peter 1:11. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Isn't he awesome? Yes, we can have all abundant joy, abundant light, abundant grace, abundant power, abundant supplies, abundant interest. Oh, God got it all for us. So, you know, all we got to do is say, Father, I need. Father, I need. All right, we got a 602-478-1619. I'm not familiar with who you are. Hold on one second. Hold on here. Yes, may I have your name? 602-478. Give me your name. All right, you can call me on my cell phone. 602-478-169. I'm sorry, 1619. My cell phone number, I'm going to give it to you. So you call me and let me know who you are. 504-931-7399. So you give me a call, and I'll talk to you, and then I'll let you know if you can come on live on the radio. We appreciate you coming on, though. I just don't know who you are, okay? And we've had some experiences with certain callers. So just call me on my cell phone. We'll talk a second or two, and then I'll tell you. All right? So we're moving right along. We thank God for you being on, though, 602. We appreciate you. We thank you for joining the Bible study. So call me up, 504-931-7399. Okay. So the devil set us up to fail. God set us up to be blessed, to have abundance, to have plenty. Psalms 132. I ain't get that call from you yet, 602. I'm still waiting. Psalms 132:15 says, I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. So who would like to share? I'm going to unmute all the phones except that 602 because I'm waiting for them to call me. All right? I'm going to unmute the phone, and we're going to be sharing. I'm going to start the sharing, but we're going to be talking about how God has blessed you, how God has set you up for a blessing. It's a setup. God set you up to be blessed. So I'm going to start off the sharing, and then you can tell me your name, and you can share as well. So I'm still waiting on that call. I ain't received it yet from that 602-478. Still waiting. Thank you for listening, though. Appreciate you. All right. So I'm going to tell you how God set me up to bless me abundantly. I was living in New Orleans. And I was in over $100,000 worth of debt. Oh, my God. You know that? They hung up on us, y'all, that number, that 602 number. I kept on calling. They didn't want to talk to us. All right. Some people come in to disturb us. It's a setup. So I didn't want to take the setup from the devil today. That's why I didn't take the call. All right. God has taught me. I thank God for his teaching. Okay. So I was in over $100,000 worth of debt in New Orleans, and every day I go to work and I come home, I had all my bills in a folder, in a manila folder. I would lay on them, and I would pray, and I said, Lord, get me out of this debt. I know I got myself in it. Lord, I know I put myself in this debt, but I need help. Let me tell you, God is an amazing God. We don't know how he's going to bless us, but do you know he used Hurricane Katrina to set me debt-free? So I thank God he set me debt free. Yeah, he know how to do a thing. You know, we may have to wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He'll renew your strength. And, you know, he said, wait on the vision. Though it tarry, it shall come. All right. Who's next? Make it brief like I did. Put it in a
My
pack.
Name is Mary Coleman.
Okay.
I had a similar experience as you. I was really in a lot of debt, and he used COVID and the stimuluses that we got to get me out of debt. and my credit score went from like a 600 to 800. Thank God.
Woo, amen. Thank you so much. That was awesome. All right, next.
Yes. Mary Nichols. This is an amazing recent blessing. Thinking about how the economy is going and food and the price of honey, one morning we woke up and there was this huge beehive in our pine tree. And my husband called the Beekeepers Association to find out what you're supposed to do with them, and would somebody come and pick up the bees. Well, they decided that they were not going. No, I tell you what, the next morning, that big bee hive was gone. And then the third day, we went out, and there were two beehives in our pine tree. And so we thought, Lord, is this the land of milk and honey? So my husband, in the last 2 weeks, has become a beekeeper. He has built the hive boxes, which I didn't know he had that talent, mitered corners and dovetails and all that kind of stuff on the beehive. And a friend drove many miles to come and get the bees out of our trees and to get them in the boxes. He brought a beekeeper's outfit for my husband to help him get the bees in the boxes. And so hopefully, maybe even this summer, we will have honey from our own hive.
Amen. That's a great blessing. Thank you. Who's next? Want to share how God set you up for a blessing? State your name. How did God set you up for a blessing?
This is Sister Laney.
Hi. Go ahead.
You go ahead, sweetie. You go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, hi, I'm Aussie, and I'm from Jacksonville. And my car broke down on me. And that was the last thing I needed because I didn't have any extra income coming in. Long story short, I was able to get the car fixed twice. And with the money I paid, I was able to get help with my electric bill. And, yeah, so I got help with my electric bill twice and got my car fixed. So that's the setup. Thanks for the show.
God is amazing. Thank you. All right, Sister Lanny.
Yes, ma'am. When I retired from school, a lot of original songs, stories, poems, raps, and things like that, I was led to publish them, to put them in writing, and I did that several years ago, actually. And to make a long story short, I was distracted with dealing with marketing them because between my parents died 8 months apart, and my mother came to live with me after my dad died, and I had to just kind of readjust a lot of things in my life, and I just didn't do anything with the products in there, in filing cabinets in my office. And a few weeks ago, I was encouraged to call Jackson State and talk to the person in music education department. And since that call, I had some things in mind of how I wanted them to help me. I just wanted them to create a program where I could teach teachers from the products to how to use the products I published. And so I've had one part one, and I'm getting ready for part B, and there's a part C later this summer. Part A, I got a chance to teach the South, what's that, the junior class of music educators in Jackson State using some of my products. And in 2 weeks, I will be teaching teachers from Jackson Public School how to use my products. Jackson State is buying one of my books to give them for me to teach them in the work. That's just huge for them to buy my book. And they are buying a book. It's a 25-page book on singing what you know. It's an interdisciplinary instruction book where they're singing songs that teach other subjects, like a song that say, I love you longer than River Niles, I love you higher than Mount Everett. The music songs teach another subject, like math. I got songs that spell, do math, and speak hello, thank you, goodbye in several languages. But Jackson State is buying my book to give to people and then giving me a chance to make that presentation to the teachers. So I see this as a stepping stone, but there's going to be other opportunities. And that's definitely a miracle I didn't bother looking for, and I'm thankful.
Amen. That was awesome. Kudos.
I love it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was awesome.
Amen.
Great
wonderful.
Setup.
Amen.
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 Thank you. All right. Anybody else? I'm sorry. What did you say?
I say it's the Lord's doing.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else want to share how God set you up to bless you? Okay. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on today. You know what time it is. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. So I'm thanking God for you today. Let me see. Oh, Sister Mary. Well, let me ask, is there anyone who want to pray for our toddlers, Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and Devin, and their family?
I'll pray for them.
Okay, Sister Lani, go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we so thank you that you are the source of all life. You give life so that we can live. And thank you for drawing us by the power of the Holy Spirit to know you, to be our Savior, to be our Lord. All things through thee, you are omni-all, and we are so grateful. Thank you for giving us children. Forgive us, Father, for not always knowing what to do with our children. But we lift them up to you now, Father, and ask that you would bless them and give us the means to know how to bless them as we love them, as we teach them, as we train them. We lift them up for that they will be healthy, they will be strong, whatever their little bodies are going through, whatever assignments that you allow to be upon them, Father, that you will use as you did Joseph in the pit. You will use that experience to show forth your glory in the earth, not to be a stumbling block for their lives, but be a stepping stone to draw them closer to you, to draw their parents. As the children grow in health, becoming healthy and strong, the doctors, teachers, parents, all the people that's touching their lives, they will be affected by our prayers that they all get to know you. They all get to make you Lord of their lives, and the children will be productive citizens both in the kingdom of God and then in the earth, that they'll be model citizens because they've been taught, they've been loved, they've been strengthened, and they've been healed, and you've promoted them to be ambassadors for you. Bless all of our children, every one of them, the toddlers and the babies, name by name. You already know the names. Thank you, Lord, for wherever they are right now, they can feel our love, they can feel our care, and your plan, your will, your word, and your way are working on them right now, that they can come into full joy with you and be established in the earth to show forth your glory. It is in the name of Jesus we thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. All right. Who would like to pray for the senior citizens today? Okay. Thank you, Sister Mary. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. We just lift up, Heavenly Father, all the seniors on the line today, the program. We lift up seniors to you all over the world.
Heavenly Father, we're asking you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, to just bless them, Heavenly Father, place a shield of protection around them. Father, you know that today our society has forgotten about the seniors. They've forgotten that they paid into the system and it's their time now. And they don't give them the quality of care that they need. So we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to just watch over them, to protect them, touch the hearts of the caregivers, that they will take care of them and give them the quality of care that they need. The families, we're asked to bless them, that they will understand that they are actually standing on the blessings and the prayers of the seniors. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we just ask you to watch over them, cover them with the blood of Jesus, and just take care of them, even, you said, until their old age, when their hair turns gray, that you would continue to, well, you said, I am he that will take care of you, protect you, rescue you, sustain you throughout your life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Who would like to pray for protection for the unborn? Protection for the unborn.
Sister Marion.
Okay, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, I come before you right now, Lord God, to bring the unborn babies before you right now, Lord God. I pray that the mothers that are carrying them right now, Lord God, would eat healthy right now, Lord God, to nourish the unborn babies right now, Lord God. I pray that you protect the babies while they're in the womb right now, Lord God. Keep them right now without umbilical cord getting wrapped around their neck. Give them a clear passage for food to come through to them. Let it be healthy food to nourish their bodies right now, Lord God. Protect them from all abortions right now, Lord God. Help the mothers that are carrying them not want to abort them, but to carry them and raise them healthy right now, Lord God. I just pray for all the unborn babies, and I pray for the mothers that are carrying the unborn babies. Let them be healthy right now, Lord God. Let them nourish the baby right now, Lord God. Let them have the baby and take care of the baby and love the baby. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. I'm going to pray for the teens, preteens. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our teens, oh God, and the preteens, our children as well, that you would protect them from seen and unseen dangers, that you would give them wisdom to make wise choices, Lord God. Many of them, Lord God, are neglected, and they don't have anybody to say, be home before dark. They're cussed out. They're abused and you know, just all neglected. So much is happening to our children, Lord God, our teenagers and the children and the youth, oh God, even the young adults. Many of them are walking the street aimlessly, not really going anywhere. But we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would put them under Holy Ghost arrest and that you would save them, that you would find good homes for them. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare no kidnapping, no snatching the children in cars, and no gun shootings and in schools. And when they're walking down the street, they would pay attention. They would not keep their heads in their cell phones, but they would pay attention to their environment, oh God. They would learn what safety is, Father. Father, I pray that they will be able to go to, you know, even ministries where they have teaching for them after school care. In the name of Jesus, that they will begin to learn who you are, because many of them have never stepped into a church building before. They don't know you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Many of them, their parents didn't train them up in the way that they should go, so they don't know who you are. But, Father, I pray for salvation for them, that they would get to know who you are. You said, allow the children, suffer little children, come unto me, and don't stop them, for they are part of the kingdom. So I pray protection, wisdom, guidance. I pray that they would be like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They would know wisdom, They would be full of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of God in the name of Jesus. So protect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, especially from kidnapping and all those violent, cruel things that could happen to them. Let them not have jail sentences. Let them not, oh God, have sicknesses or diseases in their body. We call forth healing for our young, our children and our teens and preteens, oh God, and the young adults. We pray healing over them in the name of Jesus. They would not be infected by infections or viruses, or they wouldn't have childhood diabetes, or they would not have strokes or blood diseases, but they will walk in divine health and healing all the days of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we got time for a few requests. Anybody want to make a request? State your name. You need special prayer, you can just state your name and I'll pray for you.
Sister Laney, we are in planning for the convention for the state of Mississippi, and I'd like for your blessings to be prayed over our ability to make good choices in the events through the music department, and that God would give me the physical, mental, and spiritual ability to be a good leader.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord God. You said you called for some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the work of the ministry until we all come in the unity of the faith. So I pray for your daughter, Sister Lani McBride, Lord God. I thank you that she's been trained, taught, oh God, since she was in her mother's womb. She's been trained and taught leadership abilities, Lord God. And, Lord, she wants an increase in that capacity, Lord. So I thank you that even as the convention, the state convention go forth, Lord God, the music go forth, whatever they're going to have will be done according to your plan, decently and in order, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be led by your Holy Spirit, that there will be prayer going forth convention, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the music will be the music that you choose, and whatever programs they have with, they will consult you before they establish the programs, oh God. You will be glorified. You will be praised. You will be honored at this convention. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Anybody else? All right. Well, we're going to close out. Father, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm sorry. This is Mary, and I have been invited to be a crew member for a women's event that has 40,000 people registered for it. So that's going to be this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't know how many people I will have in my particular pod that I have to keep up with. But I just want to be able to do a good job at all that I'm supposed to do and handling the technical part of it.
Okay. Is it in Tennessee or somewhere else?
It's from Las Vegas, but it's going to be a virtual event.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, Father, you heard your daughter's request. She's invited to be a part of the crew at the women's event this coming weekend. In the name of Jesus and Father, I pray that they will be led by your Holy Spirit, that they will not have any technical difficulties, Lord God, but they will be in sync with you, Lord God, that they will be so sensitive to your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that things will go according to your plan. In the mighty name of Jesus, and remove any nervousness, any worry, fret, tension, stress from them, especially from your daughter, Sister Mary, Lord God. I thank you that she'll begin to continually pray throughout the day for the event. And I thank you that things will go smooth, very smooth, smoother than they're expected. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Anybody else? All right. Well, it sounds, seems like it's closing time, Father. I thank you for the women of God that came on today. I thank you for all that you're doing for each and every person. I thank you for Sister Mary Coleman, Mary Nichols, Sister Shirley, Sister Marion Williams, Sister Ossie, Sister Lanny, and even the caller that called in that refused to give their name. I pray for them as well, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for divine protection, divine direction, guidance on a daily basis, oh God. I pray healing upon all of us, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional healing over all of us, oh God. And I thank you for what you're doing in us on a daily basis. Lord, we definitely can't make it without you. We have to consult you, the Most High God. I thank you for setting each one of us up, blessing after blessing after blessing on a daily basis, oh God. And Father, because we don't know if we erred or sinned against you, even presumptuous sins, we ask forgiveness. God forbid, but just in case we have abominations or iniquity, forgive us, oh God. Recover all of our family, those who are all of our family members as well. In the name of Jesus, our neighborhoods, our city, our state, and our nation, with the blood of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, amen. Love y'all. Anybody got any comments or questions?
Love you too. Bye.
Love you too.
All right. All right.
Bye-bye.
Talk to y'all soon. Love you.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Love y'all too. Yeah, bye-bye.